Hi, I'm Nathaniel Rogers from the Film Experience, and we're rejoining my conversation with Katie Rich from CinemaBlend, Joe Reed from Low Resolution, and Nick Davis from Nick's Flick Picks. We previously discussed Pitch Perfect and Lincoln, and you're joining us in mid-conversation as we're talking about divisive movies leading into Life of Pi. I wasn't crazy about Life of Pi. I had a lot of problems with it.
Is it pretty? The
Very.
trailer doesn't seem pretty.
Yeah, it's very pretty. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I mean I
But
think it's
pretty in a garish Avatar way, maybe.
Wow. I don't know if it's quite that garish.
No, it's not. But like, you know how Avatar, it has this like color palette that you're like, this should disgust me, but I love it. You know, it's kind of like that, only.
The fact that Life of Pi was getting these really, really positive reactions from people who, going into it, expected to hate it
Yeah.
makes me excited. I don't think there were really a lot of people who were like, oh, Life of Pi looks great.
I'm a big Ang Lee fan, but it's like the only time he's made something where I just felt so pandered to. Like, do you think I'm 5 years old?
Ah,
There was just
interesting.
so much telegraphing of like everything you were supposed to think of everything, and I'm like, what? I had lots of problems with it,
Do
but
you how do
the.
you feel about it as a Best Picture nominee? Because I'm kind of having trouble figuring out where it might fit in.
Oh, I think it's going to be nominated.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people who are just going to be like, oh, it's amazing. You know, like the whole people who can forgive, you know, like awkward scenes as long as like the core of it thrills them, you know?
Well, there's a lot of really good parts to remember about it.
Yeah, in other words, easy lays.
I think there are parts of it that are really good. I mean, like I would argue the shipwreck scene is pretty fantastic standing on its own,
Yeah, well,
regardless
I
of
mean,
what's going
the
on. Well,
whole
now we know there's a shipwreck.
Sorry, guys, spoiler alert.
spoiler alert, there's a tiger.
That's
No.
it, I'm off of this podcast.
I thought the tiger was amazing.
Did the tiger make you appreciate your cat when you came home? Because that's totally what I did.
You know, everything makes me appreciate my cat.
I just came home and looked at him. I was like, I'm so glad you're not a tiger trying to kill me and you're just a regular sized
I
cat.
actually think if my cat were a tiger size, he would try to kill me.
I wonder
He
about mine
has
too.
sort of attempted it even in his own way. Has somebody started the supporting actor campaign for Andy Serkis for the tiger, even though he did not deserve it? Just on
My
principle alone.
Does he inspired the tiger?
Exactly.
I love it.
I will say one of the
Maybe
things
Andy Serkis was Nicole Kidman in The Paperboy.
That's
I
the only
did.
thing I
He
saw.
was definitely the Turin horse. So he's kind of having one of those years.
I will say one of the effects of the anywhere from 5 to 10 Best Picture nominees is there's no sense this far out of like there's no room for this movie. Like,
Right, exactly.
will Life of Pi get nominated? Sure, Argo,
Yeah.
absolutely. Like, whatever. There's never a point where you're just like, this is filling up here because
No,
it
I
just
can't.
sits like in a bottomless pool of like absolutely no
Like
room.
a 10 is 100
A
or
more
something.
is totally getting in.
No, you know, I actually think it's possible.
I think it's possible. Oh, I kind of feel like Hanukkah is a guaranteed director nominee more than the movie's a picture nominee, which is a weird. I
A
kind of feel like it's
guaranteed
both.
director nominee. That's
I
insane.
don't know about. I know. I don't know about guaranteed. That
I
might be
think
too strong.
he think he definitely has a shot.
Like
You
a
know what's
shot.
so crazy
Well, you
about
know he'll campaign.
Exactly. He's such a charmer on the award circuit.
Yeah. Oh my God, I can't imagine him at the Oscar
Oh.
party shaking
At the
hands.
luncheon.
Do I have your
Well,
vote?
Monique shouldn't have lived for nothing. She was, laying a path for Michael Haneke. Now we all can see the pattern. She knew what she was doing.
He
She
can't.
always knows what she's doing. Zero Dark 30, is that going to be the black box that nobody knows anything about That
until
is
like the
just.
25th?
It's got to be like it's
Or is
the.
it going to be Promised Land like everybody thought for 2 seconds?
Wait, why do we not think about Promised Land anymore? Because I still am really excited about that
Me
movie.
too. Isn't it coming out in November?
No, like December
Oh.
28th. That's the problem.
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh. And also, I
You know
don't
what
know.
movie I think should have waited for Christmas? And you know I don't usually say this. But I think Hyde Park on Hudson.
The later, the better.
Yeah, Christmas 2032. No. No, but here's why. Think about movies like Chocolat.
No, I will not.
You can't. cannot make us.
I just have this vision of, like, if you two were in the same room, Nick would have slapped you across the face.
Things that are enjoyable but don't, like, fluff does really well if you throw it at people the last second.
That's kind of how I feel like Warhorse pulled it off last year, where it was like, here's this thing. It looks like an Oscar nominee. Nominated, and then they did.
They're coming at us again, Joe.
That, I know. I was going to say, do we have to, like, sit down on the floor cross-legged until we're until our feelings are acknowledged?
So is Hypergun Hudson actually enjoyable, though? I've skipped, like, 4 screenings of it because I just I don't want to see it.
I have heard that the Olivias are enjoyable, and no one has been willing to go much further than that.
The conversation here turned to filmmakers and to actors and such who in interviews tried to steer the conversation away from their movie if they're embarrassed about it or don't enjoy it. But we had to censor this part because we don't want to get anyone in trouble. So we returned to the conversation at hand. This is kind of like how I tried to steer the conversation away from The Master and Nick fucked me over.
Nathaniel's in The Master, but he's not that proud of it.
Because I don't want anyone to misunderstand. I just realized I said that I mentioned I saw it on the blog, but I didn't write anything about my feelings. I just mentioned casually, here's all the movies I've just seen because I was about to leave for it.
Well, I still haven't seen A League of Their Own. I'm just going to say that.
And that will be nominated Best Picture this year, so you should.
Absolutely. But it works as perfect decoy action.
Oh, my God.
Anytime you say that, they just run after you. So
listen, with how much they've changed the rules, who knows? They'll be like, anything for the past 5 years is now eligible.
Yeah, it can be nominated for Best Documentary. You've heard this thing about how all the documentarians are outraged because they all got 82 movies delivered to their doorsteps this week, and they're supposed to watch them all.
Yeah, because something about the new rules, right?
Wait, really? They have to watch all of them within a week of each other?
Well, they were supposed to be spaced out over the year, and so at, like, 4 intervals seasonally, and so they've gotten, like, 10, 10, 10, and 82. And they're like, but we can't, we have no time to watch all of these. Mark Harris just tweeted the other day, I'll point out you haven't watched all the Best Picture nominees either.
If there's anything I love more than Oscar bloggers complaining about how difficult it is to pay attention to the Oscar race for 12 months a year, it's people being like, oh no, all these movies delivered right to my doorstep. What am I going to do?
I'll try to stay silent about that this year, Joe.
So. No, you are not. You are not in the 100th of the offenses that are committed in that arena. You are not the problem there at all.
Is this part where I confess that I still haven't seen The Iron Lady and probably never will?
Nathaniel hasn't seen The Master. So.
And that's this Oscar season.
I had pneumonia. Don't you love how many times, no matter how far away from the pneumonia, I'm always like, 2 weeks ago I had pneumonia.
No, you'll have that one for a while. Hold on to that one.
That's true. That's a good one. It sounds scary.
It does.
Plus, I just left a 6-month period of I haven't seen any movie at all. So my house is so glass.
Does anyone have a read on documentary at all? Do any of us? I find it almost impossible.
But when they keep changing the rules, it gets much harder.
Yeah.
You know? But there's been a lot of stuff that has had buzz, like that Sarah Pauley movie.
Well, that's not coming out this year, is it?
It's not eligible this year, they've said.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So see, just when you think you're ahead.
Well, see, that's the other thing is you can't even track eligibility with those things because they have such complicated rules.
Right.
How to Survive a Plague documentary that was out about a month ago about the history of ACT UP and campaigning for better AIDS drugs and things is totally phenomenal. And
yeah,
I don't know
what really dying to see that. But
I think it was on still available on demand as of 2 weekends ago, so it might still be available on.
I saw a Subway ad for that, which I was completely shocked by. I don't think I've ever seen a Subway ad for a documentary. So they're really going for it.
Yeah, it's really
I'm like so proud of myself that I have it in my predictions right now because I hadn't heard this yet. But it was phenomenal.
Yeah,
it's
really,
totally
really
phenomenal.
Great. Yeah. I am once again incredibly interested to find out what 3 original scores will be deemed
Oh god
nominated once we've disqualified everything else.
Oh my god.
I mean,
Gustavo Santaolalo for On the Road, and it's another one where it's like all this music, you know, rather than his music.
Oh, I see. On the Road is another one where I was expecting really, really terrible reviews, and I've seen a lot of people say they really liked it. So.
Apparently good ones, yeah. That's
yeah. I would like to see that.
You guys, I thought Garrett Hedlund was just amazing in it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to get any traction.
This is the autumn of, like, actors and movies that were expected to be savage just getting really, really good reviews. I kind of love it. There's just been a lot of Silver Linings Playbook, even, where, you know, that first trailer looked so terrible and mm-hmm. everybody sort of wrote it off. Mm-hmm. Everything is coming up positive in the fall, which is going to make for an exciting last quarter of the year.
Not Leonardo DiCaprio in Django. He's terrible.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just making that happen.
Oh, okay. That movie has really, because Django has become almost like Zero Dark Thirty, yeah, like lying really, really, really low. And I always wonder if that's a smart thing.
I would love to see Leonardo DiCaprio's first Oscar be a supporting actor Oscar, though. Like, I think that'd be so interesting after his Oscar history of all of these best actors.
How about we just don't give him an Oscar? Until he starts challenging himself.
Until he learns his lesson.
The worm has so turned on DiCaprio, it's very interesting.
How dare you call me a worm?
You don't think Django could be a challenge, though?
He's one of these actors that strikes me as someone the directors don't direct.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he also...
And I think even really good actors need their directors to direct them.
Totally.
The other thing about DiCaprio is he chooses these kind of audacious directors about three movies after they've been really audacious. Where, like, he doesn't take a chance on a director. He's going to wait until
they're super proven.
Right. He's not going to be there to help a young visionary make his mark.
So Leonardo DiCaprio stars in Michael Haneke's 2020 film.
It's a remake
of Amour 50 years from now. He remakes his own.
He just really needs to know what he's getting into, maybe. Whereas somebody like you've said before, Nathaniel Nicole Kidman, seems to be more willing to take a chance with a director who maybe hasn't made his mark so clearly. And I'm thinking about like Glazer or like even Lee Daniels, honestly, because, like, Precious seems like maybe a lightning in a bottle kind of a thing.
Yeah.
She just gets all the points for everybody she's willing to, that she seeks out. There's nobody else does that. Nobody.
Yeah. Like, she just made me so happy at her little Q&A after that movie. And she was just like, you know, I can't do this if I don't, you know, challenge myself, and I want to keep doing this for decades, you know.
No Righteous Kill for Nicole Kidman. No Analyze That happening here.
Yeah, so it just seemed like she was just like committing to like she's going to live and die an actor and she's going to keep trying to push herself.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone ever accused DiCaprio of that.
Yeah.
Although Hollywood remade him more, it would be with people the age of Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
You know, Amour, it's like it's kind of a tough sit because it's so freaking depressing.
I can't even imagine.
But it
seemed like such a lighthearted romp from the
but it's really like I've been thinking about it ever since I saw it, like I can't shake it.
I have too. I that movie has stuck with me so much. I really like Haneke, but I don't always know what I'm gonna get into, and it's a weirdly warm-hearted movie from him, which I know other people have said.
But what's so weird about it is, like, I would describe it that way, too. And at the same time, when I was trying to write my review today, I kept using words like chill and chilling.
So does it seem like the Critics Awards could be really spread out this year? We won't have yet another season where everybody wins the same prize at every juncture.
I've decided to stop fooling myself into thinking that that's possible.
Thank you. Let's prepare ourselves now.
I was going to say, every year it's just a new letdown, so I don't want to get my hopes up yet.
Yeah, I was trying to think of when The Artist kind of emerged as the thing that was going to win everything last year, and I also think the same thing, like, maybe this year's the year, but it never happens.
I mean, the last year that really happened was...
The Departed year?
Yeah, I can't even remember. Other...
Yeah, it's been so long.
Everything before the Hurt Locker is a blur.
That's right. Oh. Having been born when the Breakfast Club came out, I'm practically in Amour right now.
Am I the only one who's seen the trailer for The Impossible yet?
I've seen I haven't because you told me.
Don't. Like, seriously, though, don't. If you haven't, don't.
I hadn't seen it before I saw the movie. So
oh, so you've seen the movie.
I've seen the movie
but not the trailer.
Well, I've seen the trailer, so I feel like I have seen the movie now, too.
You might have.
It's a problem. Unless the movie has, and don't tell me or whatever, but, like, unless the movie has another movie, like, at the end of it, the trailer gives away the entire thing. If they're trying to sell this movie to anybody beyond an art house audience, they kind of need to make sure that people are going to know
that it's a story of hope and not just a disaster.
That they're not going to get to the end and this entire family will be dead. Which,
even
which
though
is
we
for us, well, but for us, it's just like
lot pretty hard to die in it. Let me die in it. Leaker.
I have a hard time thinking of The Impossible in terms. And maybe it's just because like the marketing's not there yet. But I have a really hard time remembering it's part of the Oscar season at all. Like it seems like such a long road for some reason.
It doesn't seem to be, but wasn't everybody saying that Naomi Watts had the good...
You know, I'm famously agnostic about Naomi Watts, but my thing with that role is that it's got her typical intensity, which people really respond to with her. I'm just not one of those people. And but there's no arc.
Yeah, that's the problem, I think.
Like, she has lots of, like, she plays fear really well. She plays, like, you know, this, I don't want to say damsel in distress, because she's, you know, saving herself.
She looks very ugly at various points, which you would think would be impossible for Naomi Watts.
That's why it's called The Impossible?
Exactly, that's why it's called The Impossible.
And there is some really disturbing, you know, moments in them, but it's just, like, you know, it's about the tsunami
and
survival, and it's just kind of like, it's not really about the characters, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'd argue that, I mean, the problem with the movie in general is there's not much of an arc. It's just kind of, you know, this big wave comes and then who survives after that. But I mean, I like the movie overall, though, which is kind of a feat in a lot of ways. But I do wonder if anyone's going to be like, come watch this movie that's a very realistic recreation of a terrifying real event. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like a different version of United 93. Like, who are you going to talk to?
I think they should market it more like 2012.
But if United 93 had any kind of name actors, they would have stood a chance at a nomination that year because people really respected that movie.
But I think they almost respected it because it didn't have a name actor.
Well,
part of why it looked like the studio was serious about trying to do something and not make World Trade Center.
That's true. That's a really good point. So if sorry, go.
No, I was just going to be stupid to say Andy Serkis is really great as a way. But...
I'm so sorry I stepped on that. I was going to say, if we had to guess right now, then, who do we think are our best actress nominees?
I think Emmanuel...
That's the character we all came to care about anyway, right?
I think Emmanuel Riva. I really think she can make it.
I do too.
And she could win if she gets nominated, right? Is it possible? I'm stupid.
I think
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
I think it's Jennifer Lawrence is to lose, which is
this going
to
be one of those things though where like we set up like Emmanuel Riva and Jennifer Lawrence and it becomes this really ugly like
young girl versus the old lady thing.
Right. I think that serves them both ill, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I hope not. I mean, Emmanuel Riva, I mean, it's a performance in a foreign language. That feels like an underdog no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect... I think she'll be the fifth slot if she makes it, but I really think she has a shot.
Yeah, I do too.
Because it's such a great performance.
Isn't there still time for Helen Hunt's people to rethink the whole categorization thing? Because it just seems like zero people are buying that. And they're with such an open category... Open enough for that performance, it sounds like.
Well, she can do the Kate Winslet thing.
Yeah.
Just be campaign for supporting and win actress anyway.
I know everybody hates The Reader, but one of my favorite things about that year is how fucked up everyone's predictions were because of Kate Winslet. Yeah.
I'm looking at your site, Nathaniel, and like the actress contenders, and it's a weird category. Like you have Helen Mirren for Hitchcock at number two, which is, it seems so I mean, I'm really down on Hitchcock for no good reason, but that just seems nuts to me that she's the number two contender.
Well, she jumps out at you from the trailer. I would have sort of guessed that she was supporting, but one of those really showy supportings.
Yeah, me too.
You think Helen Mirren's going to be showy?
If she can steamroll for the Queen in such an amazing year, she's kind of one of these people who can do no wrong with them.
Oh, sure. But she got nominated for The Last Station.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, this feels like the same kind of thing for The Last Station, where she's sort of playing a very similar kind of role, in that she's sort of the steamrolling wife of the
great man.
And I mean, foolish of me to count her out.
I still hope The Guilt Trip is this great popular comedy. And Barbara,
you have
Barbara
totally
Streis.
Convinced me to your side. The whole Diane Keaton comparison, I am totally sold. I'm
but
ready.
People don't like Barbara Streisand like they like Diane Keaton, though.
Yeah,
that's
true. Maybe that's the problem.
And I think Jack Nicholson's presence in I was just about to call it As Good as It Gets.
Something's Gotta Give.
Helped in that regard too. Whereas I feel like Seth Rogen. Won't.
Are you telling me people don't like Seth Rogen the way they like Jack Nicholson?
I don't know. After Jonah Hill for Moneyball, I don't know.
That's true. Anything is possible.
Yeah, I mean, it was more like on paper. I thought this could totally happen.
Well, in a category that open, you can't counter out.
Because I just see a Golden Globe nomination.
Well,
happening.
It's absolutely Golden. Although, how are they going to open that movie up on the same day that they open the Bette Midler Billy Crystal movie? Like, give the audience you're going for a chance to see both movies.
No, but they never do that. Like all the Oscar movies that appeal to serious, you know, they all come out at the same time.
No, I know, but I mean, this feels even more specifically like.
Like old
your
people
Jewish
in cities.
Mother.
Old people.
Yeah.
But wasn't there that one year where like a movie called Four Christmases and something else called Surviving Christmas came out at the same time and
probably.
Santa Claus 8 or something? I think they feel like people make the, yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Barbara Streisand's fans aren't going to want to see a Seth Rogen movie, and Seth Rogen fans are going to be like, who is she?
Yeah.
Is that Betsy Ross? Who is she?
Betsy Ross.
Are we sleeping on Marion Cotillard a little bit?
I'm interested in it, but I mean, it is getting
I love Jacques Audiard's movies.
Wouldn't it be crazy if she and Emmanuel Riva both get nominations for acting?
And they have a fierce French off.
That sounds awesome.
I mean, Emmanuel Riva would win the shit out of that. But I'd watch it.
I feel like that was a sort of talk about Kevin thing where it like kind of went into Cannes, everybody assumed she would win the prize and that would be the beginning of something, but then she didn't, and it turned out a lot of people weren't even crazy about the movie, and I don't understand how we're thinking about that movie right now. Like, some of its reviews are really bad.
Right.
Yeah, I haven't been able to get a read on it for that reason, because people are responding to it and
really...
Well,
it would help if it came out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Helpful.
When is it going to be like a Christmas thing? When is it coming out?
It sounds like a qualifying kind of.
I think in November. Well, I think the original plan was November. I haven't looked recently.
I thought about all of you guys when Les Mis was bumped to Christmas Day, and just
the
fish shaking. Like, what are you trying to do to us?
I've
already informed my family. Like, I will be there for opening presents and maybe breakfast. And then,
then I'm getting the hell out of there.
And I'm out the door.
I love
it. And try that, like, pillows under the bed sheet thing.
Oh my God. What if they do, like, a midnight opening, like, for big blockbuster summer movies, but on Christmas Eve, like, at midnight?
Oh my God.
And everybody else is going to go to midnight mass or whatever, and I'll just be like, nope, I'll be at my own midnight mass.
Right? I think. If they do that at the Ziegfeld, you'll have a whole lot of family there.
Yeah, you
true.
Will.
Nathaniel, I also have to say, if it were not for you, I would not have any idea that a movie called Quartet is opening at all.
I know.
Like, part of me feels like you're making this up to test your audience. To be like, which of these movies is only my fantasy?
I know. I need to
older Oscar loved.
I need to let it go. But you guys have to understand. My whole life, I've loved the old ladies.
I know.
I just have.
But,
th-
But that movie, I mean, so I was at the Hamptons Film Festival over the weekend, which was very pleasant, actually.
I love all of those words put together.
Like, I know. It's the most obnoxious thing in the world, but it worked out really nicely. It was like,
just like I was with Paul. I was, you know, spent my evening with Paul Rudd and Michael Shannon.
It was, yeah. So I caught up on a bunch of stuff, and Quartet was playing there. And but I, at the same time, I keep getting confused with A Late Quartet, which is
right.
Right.
Their Catherine movie. Eater
and whatever. Yeah,
apparently, that one's not that good, and Quartet is.
I see.
But I mean, if they were playing at Hamptons, it seems like they're kind of catering to that audience. So I mean, maybe they're gaining traction there, and we just aren't seeing it yet.
I don't know. It's suspiciously quiet, though.
Yeah,
maybe
I don't know
it's
when
one of those Hillary and Jackie torpedoes that just gets nominated at the last second, even though right. literally no one has ever seen or heard of it.
Right.
And it's arguably not even been made.
It's just
they're like, we thought Nathaniel made that up at the Film Experience.
Right. Really, I'm just saying, I'm not even ruling it out now.
I mean, that's like when somebody on the, and I'm, you know, I'm sure I'm wrong about this, but when one of the commenters was saying the other day that Matthew McConaughey will never get nominated for Magic Mike because people won't watch the movie. But it feels like there's at least three movies every year that I am not convinced people watched, but
right.
checked Emily Watson, you know, or like a Civil Action, whatever.
But
did
it,
Robert
didn't
everyone watching see? Magic Mike?
Yeah, I was about to say everyone saw Magic Mike.
Well,
the Oscar
was
they were.
Well, I don't know. It
Ernest
was
Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine. R.I.P. All right.
Yeah, amen.
What do you think killed that poor man? Like, of course he saw it.
That's as bad as the John Hawks jokes earlier.
Man, I guess I'm pushing the envelope today.
Now looking at the date of his death to see if he had died.
No,
he
God.
About 2 weeks after Magic Mike opens. So.
I'm just, look, listen.
No, I think you can't ignore her. When something's as big as Magic Mike, I don't think you can just overlook it entirely.
I don't either, but that's why I feel like really sanguine about his hopes of being nominated.
Yeah.
But Nathaniel, you said he has no traction, and I didn't know what that meant because I don't know what counts as traction right now.
You know, traction is just like a buzz thing. You know, it's just a feeling.
But I mean, it seems like
it's just a feeling.
Everybody's talking about. Yeah, it's just a feeling.
They are, because that's the thing, is I didn't
they
feel
were.
Like people
were. I think
they
people
were,
still are.
Is the thing. It's so.
And once you get to, like, the Entertainment Weekly Entertainers of the Year or whatever, like, he's going to be in that. Like, I feel like people are going to keep bringing up what the year that he's had.
Yeah, I think the year McConaughey narrative, like, I mean, that Bernie screener, it was the first one that went out to the Oscar voters. Like,
that's
I think
true,
he, I
true.
Think his face is going to be there for a long time.
So I guess it
plus,
comes,
there's got
to
be something.
I guess it comes down to whether or not. You know, with somebody like that, it's going to come down to whether or not he's well-liked within the industry.
Right.
Which, like,
I don't
that's
always know
Golden Globe
about
nomination
people.
That's etched in stone right now.
But. Yeah.
But doesn't it feel like if you were sitting around as a publicist trying to make a narrative that's going to propel your huge bankable famous star into an Oscar nomination, you would attempt to write the Matthew McConaughey narrative?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which feels a lot like the Sandra Bullock narrative.
Yeah.
Like...
ties into what I was saying about Ben Affleck in that article I wrote, which is like it's a comeback narrative, but what he's coming back from is making billions of dollars for studio executives. Yeah. How right. will they ever forgive him for that? Like,
yeah.
I think he'll be fine. And I feel the same way about McConaughey. Like, even if he wasn't like this huge box office star, and Affleck certainly disappointed in certain areas, but like
when his movies only made $110 million.
Right, exactly.
God damn him.
Like, yeah, like he's been, you know, trying to make you guys money forever. Like,
yeah, and like right now he's losing all that weight for the Dallas Buyers Club. Like, did you see that picture of him on TMZ?
No.
Yeah.
He's doing
creepy.
The Christian Bale thing where he's going to play an AIDS patient. And so, I mean, that makes me kind of wonder if it would be next year, but I feel like he's got enough now. So he'll get the nomination this year, and then maybe with that coming out next year, he'll like have the dramatic weight loss win or something like that.
Are we going to have next year? I don't know why you saying that made me think of this, but is next year going to be both the August Osage County movie and the Normal Heart movie?
Is Normal Heart movie happening like that fast?
Yeah. Yes.
I think it is.
Isn't Julia Roberts in that one too?
Yes.
You guys.
Oh, Jesus.
And I'm horrified by both of these
you guys, when is Ryan Murphy going to sleep or take a vacation?
Or just leave us alone.
I just dread both of those movies so.
Do you dread August Osage County that much?
Yeah, I do.
Interesting.
I do too, kind of. And I like both. I mean, I love August Osage County, the play, and I like the Normal Heart play. I don't love it, but like it. And both movies just strike me as, really scary prospects.
Well,
But I
Ryan
feel like.
Murphy couldn't, and I don't universally hate Ryan Murphy. I'm in the minority that gives him credit for half of the things he does. He's so completely the wrong person to do the Normal Heart. I can't even wrap my head around it.
Well, because all of his worst instincts are the play's worst instincts too. Of just
Yeah.
like, I mean, the play is already so aggressively in your face about teaching you something,
Oh, God.
and he loves to like he every line that comes out of anybody's mouth is a lesson, you
Well,
know?
but also the thing that I liked about the Normal Heart when I saw it in this last incarnation, it was that way, the way you're saying, but it also had this palpable sense of anger and like urgency.
Yeah, it
Like
did, yeah.
we're being this way because we fucking have to because people are dying.
No, I totally agree. I mean, it's a powerful play. I just think that aspect of it is like
Right.
just asking for trouble with Ryan Murphy involved.
Right, and Murphy's never been able to have that kind of underpinning underneath his all of this insanity. I just think,
Okay.
yeah.
But if I can nudge us back to August Osage, which is a Juliette Lewis movie,
Yeah, which
and if I
I
can
have seen and I want to talk about too.
ask you to think about where you were when you saw her in Conviction and how happy that made you when she said, "I was railroad." It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, and so I think that like so Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts in the lead roles are kind of like fine, you know, I can deal with that. But I feel like the below the line, like you know, not below the line, but the supporting character casting has been really interesting. I'm really excited about almost all the choices they've made.
I think Julia Roberts is going to be great. I think she's great when she's flinty and mean.
I think the Streep casting is the thing that makes me uneasy about it, which is strange because I don't know if you've heard, but I kind of like Meryl It just feels like sort of a bridge too far. What was she rumored for like last week that I was just like, God, like everything sort of has to pass through Meryl,
Oh, it was
don't it?
Into the Woods.
Yes.
Yes.
Just what? And we, I don't know.
Just let the woman go to Connecticut and hang out with Don Gummer.
Exactly. Let the Gummers have a weekend, for
But like,
Christ's
don't you
sake.
want to see Benedict Cumberbatch play Little Charles? I
I
want
don't
to
want to
see
see
that.
Benedict Cumberbatch play anybody
Oh
ever.
no.
Oh,
Oh
sorry.
no. Even the dragon in The Hobbit.
Even, especially Smaug.
Wait, he
Desolation of
took that
Company.
part from Andy Serkis?
Well, Andy
What?
Serkis has to be Gollum.
He could do both.
That's
Screen,
true.
screens,
That's true.
computers.
I mean,
But then it's
there's.
not acting. Didn't he
Did
play more than one character in King Kong?
he?
Or was he
Yeah,
only
because
King
he was.
Kong?
Well, you know, he was as a person on the boat, I think.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then the Jack Black motion capture.
I like that we've completely jumped ahead to Oscar season 2013 and are really mad about August Osage County
I
already.
know. Well, listen, I gotta get ahead of this stuff. Gotta make
The
sure
thing
we don't
is,
get out.
I hope that it is spectacular, but and I don't really, with new directors, I always wish for the best, but like I just hated that Company Man movie.
You hated
Yeah.
it?
Well, I hated how bland it was.
Okay.
I couldn't even sit through it because I was just like, nothing that is happening means anything to me. Like there were like
This sounds like a dark time.
I know. It just
He
struck.
hasn't seen The Master. Nothing does anything to him.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm just worried about it. Like, maybe he's brilliant and that was just his learning curve movie. I don't know.
Well, he is the money bags who for years was like, "Here, make Far From Heaven, just put my name on it. You can have whatever money you want." Like, I'll always sort of love him for this, but sometimes people should maybe stay in the producer's chair. But maybe it will get better.
Who is this guy? What is his name?
John
John
Wells,
John
he's the guy who
Wells.
like made
Oh,
ER
this
for
is John
years and
Wells
then
directing this? Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my
and
God.
then gave all of his ER money to people like Todd Haynes to make exactly the movie they wanted for like 5 or 6 years in a row and asked for nothing and didn't even visit sets. It was just like, here.
So we'll give him August Osage County.
Yeah.
This
But,
also feels like one of those movies that's going to open in July and going to be way more mainstream leaning than we even thought,
Oh, interesting.
and that it won't even enter into the Oscar conversation at all just because of
Or it'll just be the proof movie that we talk about for 2 years, and then we're like,
God.
Oh,
yeah. Remember what happened? Oh my gosh. And I even liked that movie, kind of. But
people don't even remember it existed at this point.
Right,
though.
Exactly.
Well, people weren't even born when it was made.
Yeah, I should be more specific. What worries me is the company men had all these megastars in it, right?
Right.
Or not megastars, but very, you know, across the board names, right?
Yeah.
And it just, that's always a danger unless the director is really controlling people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're not like a powerhouse director, you're just going to be railroad by all the stars. And then, like, I feel like Meryl Streep, as brilliant as she is, she needs a director too. You know?
Maybe if she's not getting it from the director, Juliet and Margot will just push her around. And...
I was going to say, though, she hasn't seemed to have needed a director for the last, say, 10 years of her career, right?
It's true. She got that Oscar for The Iron Lady, which, again, I have not seen, but Phyllida Lloyd does not strike me as a powerhouse.
Good point.
God, the supporting cast for this movie really is kind of nuts.
It's pretty good.
You know what it is? I need to be just more positive about it. It's just that I love the play so much that I'm I just am scared that it's not going to be good.
Well, but the play will probably come back in, you know, 5 or 10. I mean, maybe this movie will be a huge hit and it'll come back next year. I feel like we'll always have the play in kind of the way that we always have the original movie when they remake something.
Should we talk about Oscar 2014 now?
Yes.
I thought we were on to Oscar.
That'll be the third Hobbit
already.
Movie, so, you know, pencil that.
Yeah, so we'll get that.
Wait,
yeah.
don't skip over Desolation of Smog.
Well, no, but that's going to be your Two Towers one, where Peter Jackson doesn't get nominated for that one.
So what if the Hobbit, like, what if that happens for the Hobbit this year? Like, against all of our thoughts, and all of a sudden, like, it's like, well, Hobbit wins Best Picture.
That would be so funny. Oh my God. I kind of want that to happen now.
I know. Like, despite everything that I want to happen, if that would be just hilarious.
I don't know that I would call it hilarious.
I
would be hilarious.
I would rather that than the, okay, everybody, Argo's winning Best Picture. Now let's just deal with 6 more months of this.
Well, yeah, actually, that's what I'm really worried about this year, because there's such a long period between nominations and the show.
Yes, God.
Yeah. It's exactly what you don't want, right? You want a long period before the nominations and then just have the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
And, like, it sounds like this is an attempt to actually make marketable the Oscar nomination again, which I just don't think it's marketable. Like, I don't think people buy their tickets
to make money off of it at the box.
Yeah, to have a longer period of, like, you'll go see this because we have 8 months to tell you it's one of the nominees.
Well, plus, when most of the people who watch the Oscars don't follow the lead up to it like we do.
Right.
So the bump comes after the times that anybody even, like, sees, you know, walks away from it and is just like, oh, that's a movie I think I should see. It's after the ceremony.
Right. And for some reason, I've just become sick in the last 2 weeks. I don't know why.
It's now you can pneumonia.
Had pneumonia 2 weeks ago, and I don't remember.
I just made it to Chicago now. On foot.
The contagion of this year.
Okay, so we need to wrap up.
Okay, yeah, we've been on for a while, haven't we?
Yeah, an hour
it's been
and
a long
half.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has been a long time. And now I have met all of you in person at least once.
I am so jealous of everyone who's met Nick, and the fact that I was in Toronto at the same time as Nick and we never met. That's
I know. It's like there's a thing conspiring.
I know.
Wait, you guys never met in Toronto?
No.
No.
It's embarrassing.
You misled me with your tweets about how you were going to meet each other.
I know. Well, and Nick kept seeing, like, fancy movies that aren't going to be in theaters. And I kept seeing The Impossible and The Master, which
when I was at that Filipino midwife movie, I was feeling fancy.
What happened was Katie tweeted that she had met Nick because she was going to meet Nick.
Shut. Shut.
Katie refers to me as the master, which is
that's where the confusion came from, actually.
Oh my god.
So Nathaniel, when we talk again, will you have seen the master?
I already feel such guilt because, you know, Paul Thomas Anderson is, like, my favorite after Almodovar, and I just can't deal.
Paul Thomas Anderson is getting plenty of affirmation right now.
Yeah,
that's
true.
He's
fine.
Make
up for it.
I mean, what if I hate it, though?
That would be exciting. fact, even if you just go see a regular screening, just give the people at the ticket counter your phone. Be like, you should keep this while I'm in.
Guys, I forgot to tell you this story. So I was leaving Pitch Perfect and ran into this friend of mine. And he was
Paul Rudd.
And he was just like, did you guys just come from the Master? And I was like, no. And he's like, so again, feeling the just total guilt. Right?
Is that how you said it? No.
And he was saying that every time he goes to that theater, somebody stops him and asks him if he just came out of the Master because all these people who've just seen it want to talk about it.
They want you to explain it to them.
Yeah. And she was like, who is that movie based on? Because Joaquin was, like, so amazing. So she thought it was, like, a biopic.
What?
But she was like, Joaquin.
Joaquin.
Yeah, I'm, like, hung up. I'm definitely hung up.
No, I know. Joaquin was so amazing.
Oh, my God.
You sound like possibly Scientologists outside the theater who I'm just a little concerned about this. So tell me about The Master and whether you liked it or didn't and want to buy this book.
Did you feel
Would you like to take a stress test after seeing The Master?
Are you currently married or are you available?
Tom Cruise is looking for new co-stars.
How do you feel about Joaquin Phoenix?
Well, on that note.
This has been super fun. I'm Nathaniel from The Film Experience. Goodbye.
She's Joe Reed from Low Resolution.
Oh, sure to get down, it's Nick Davis from Nick's Flick Pick.
And I'm Katie Rich from Cinema Blend.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all.